Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement to Net podcast for Tuesday, October 31st, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We share these messages with you from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is titled, "The Light is Still Shining." I share two scripture texts that Brooksine will read. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 5, and then from Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 11.
The light shines in the darkness. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
For about 7.5 years, we served the Lord Jesus Christ in New England, pastoring a church about 35 miles south of Boston, in Taunton, Massachusetts. Once we drove through Salem, Massachusetts, which is about 16 miles north of Boston. Although Salem is best known for the witch trials held in the late 1600s, it is still a center for witchcraft and other deeds of darkness. In fact, it's known as the Witch City. I recall sensing the darkness even as we drove through.
There are several Bible preaching churches in the city and certainly in the surrounding area. What a mighty job they have in letting the light of Christ shine through them to the darkness that pervades the area. Well, today is a very significant day for witchcraft and satanic activities in Salem and many other places. And yet the true church will have mission outreaches. The light of Christ will shine as they expose the fruitless deeds of darkness. May the Lord bless these worthwhile efforts. Thankfully, God has a light shining in the midst of this darkness, and the true church has seen many people turn from darkness to God's marvelous light.
The first daily verse fundamentally speaks of Christ. He is the light, and indeed He shines in the darkness. Wherever you live, there is darkness, although some places are much more spiritually dark, such as Salem and other caverns where those of satanic devotion gather. By contrast, there is a comparatively remarkable amount of spiritual light here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Stephen and I ate at a restaurant last week, and we reflected on our first visit to this county some 25 years ago. We were amazed to see book racks in the entryway of restaurants and other retail stores that carried Christian books exclusively. Some businesses stocked devotional booklets on the counter by the cash registers, free for the taking. Well, we've grown accustomed to these local Christian blessings, and we often take it for granted now.
The verb shines is in the present tense and can be understood as the light keeps on giving light. Today, all over the world, serious believers are allowing the light of Christ to shine through them. This light exposes the fruitless deeds of darkness. This is the essence of spiritual warfare. Darkness hates the light. Yet faithful followers of Christ will continue to let their light shine, essentially reflecting the light who is Christ. I pray that each listener will do so brightly.
In our second daily verse, the Apostle Paul makes a very unambiguous statement. He says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's a call desperately needed in our culture, but one in which, by obeying, will subject us to ridicule among many who love the darkness rather than the light. You see, when we get used to the darkness, it just may not seem as dark anymore. Remember the childhood phrase, my eyes got used to the dark? Well, I believe that could be true of our spiritual eyes as well. As the old song says, we must, in the light of His presence, continually dwell.
Well, as for me in my house, and I'm sitting beside Brooksine as we prepare the message, we've taken her daughter to school today. We will stand up for the one true God today, and we welcome all listeners to join us.
Let's pray together. Jesus, You created us to be people who function and thrive by light. Your placement of the sun by day and the moon by night is the way you provide for our physical needs, enabling us to see as we carry out our multitude of duties. As important as light is for the eyes to see, it is even more essential that the eyes of our heart see the magnificent light of your glory. As we walk in your light, we will be able to discern that which is evil from that which is good. Jesus, we know that goodness cannot be a partner with wickedness, for there is no harmony between you and the devil. We do not cringe in fear at the presence of spiritual darkness, for we know that your Spirit who lives in us is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. We partner with you as we walk in your truth, since we dispel the darkness everywhere we go. Amen.
Amen. Rookson, you have another note that you have written, and I'd like for you to share that today with our podcast listeners as well.
Well, we usually go to Plymouth when we visit New England, since it's a favorite site that we often travel to when we live there. It was only about 25 miles from Taunton. Plymouth is a lovely setting where most of the town's activities are located right on the harbor next to Plymouth Rock and a full-size replica of the Mayflower. We were grieved to hear a few years ago about a group of satanic priests and witches from Salem who've settled in this small town. When we were browsing the storefronts a couple years ago, we saw them in their places of business. There was an instant sense of darkness that filled the air as we viewed them from the other side of the glass. I immediately sent up an arrow prayer for God to bring them out of darkness into His marvelous life-saving light. We're friends with a former pastor of Plymouth who frequently conducted prayer walks throughout the community. We actually joined his church for one of these prayer walks years ago. It's a wonderful way to saturate prayer into an area where spiritual darkness resides.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brookscene. We do express our joy in sharing God's Word with you today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. There are a couple of additional resources on the site today. There's a photo of just a beautiful maple tree I took just a couple days ago. Actually, on the way home from church, we took a picture of a maple tree 2 or 3 miles from our home. Also have a photo that I took a number of years ago that I really like, and it's got a scripture overlaid on it. It's a picture of an anchor in Plymouth, and that'll be at the bottom in the portion of the message related to Plymouth. Our site again is dailyencouragement.net. Today's message is the message for October 31st, 2006. So if you're looking today or early tomorrow morning, you will find the message right on the main page. Otherwise, just back up to that particular message and you should easily find that function on the webpage. We have a song we want to share with you today as well that we have placed up an audio link to. In fact, it's actually an audio link to the original artist who freely allows his music to be used on the web. I want to be careful how I word it. It's not on my site, but it's a link to his site. And it's Graham Kendrick, a British musician who has a long-standing faithful walk with Christ. And a song many of you have heard of is called Shine, Jesus, Shine. You're listening to me through audio right now, and Brookscene as well. If you just simply go to that site, dailyencouragement.net, there will be a link to that song in today's posting. I also point out, had an asterisk in the written portion, I'm not being malicious when I use the term that Salem is known as the Witch City, and I have a link to their actual police department website, and it has a picture of the badge. And unashamedly, they call themselves the Witch City. Well, I am serving the Lord today, and I welcome and urge you to do so as well. Amen.